He has been reading the second hadith in this chapter, and the chapter is about gaining the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, to be conscious that Allah Ta'ala is with me, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. And as we are reading, we should also check ourselves, all of us, whether we are gaining more, that we are in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is watching me, Allah is with me. We all just made our farz namaz now, the first farz of the day. How much did we have the presence of Allah Ta'ala within us? We all made dua now, we lifted up our hands, but were we connected with Allah Ta'ala? Who were we asking? Was that in our mind that we are asking Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is present and that we are asking of Allah Ta'ala? And dua, like all other ibadat, is also such a great ibadat that just by making dua we get sawab for making dua. And what we are asking, that also Allah Ta'ala is guaranteed that He's going to give it to us. Here in this dunya we see, we make an application for a visa, for our driver's license, whatever. For making the application, they don't pay us. We have to pay a fee for making the application. And then whether it's accepted or not is a different thing. But with Allah, for making the application, the dua, Allah pays us. He rewards us, and the dua and the reward is very great. And He has guaranteed and promised that He accepts our duas on condition that we make them prayer, we make them properly. One of the conditions of dua is that our minds and hearts must be present. Now, do we even remember what we asked Allah after when we made dua now? Did we really ask Allah Ta'ala something? Were we asking Allah Ta'ala? So this conscience of Allah Ta'ala is the first part which is in this hadith, which is ittaqillah haythuma kunt, that you fear Allah Ta'ala wherever you are. And that is not only the fear of Allah, but have the presence that Allah is watching me. That is the broader meaning, that whatever I am doing, Allah is watching me, what I am doing. The second was, وَاتَّبَعِ السَّيَّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. And whenever you happen to do a wrong thing, follow it up by doing some good thing also. Even there is the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. Do we realize we are doing wrong? And then if we do realize, then do something good, which is also the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. That now I've done something wrong, I must do something good to overcome that. And the third part in this hadith, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and treat people in a good way, interacting with other people. Treat people with good character. This is also a very important thing, and the starting point here also is our wives first of all. The husband with the wife with the husband. Are we treating the wife well or not? Is the wife treating the husband well or not? And then with our children also. And then with everyone else, to treat people well. And this treating people well is not what we think or what is customary. Like unfortunately, in many families, this has become now customary, that a father-in-law will, for example, not only shake hands with his daughter-in-law, will hug her also, will kiss her also on the cheeks, and even worse, as reports come, on the lips also. This is no good character whatsoever. We might think it's good character, but it is totally haram to do this. So all this type of everything else also, we might be thinking we are doing what is right. Good character, which Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are on top of, you are sort of in control of, you are in charge of good character. So good character is that which was of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be speaking with his family casually, but as soon as the adhan went, then it was as though he did not even know them. He immediately left and he responded to the call of Allah Ta'ala. Now we will say that he's being bad character. We will say the person is thinking he's too pious. He's acting as though he only namaz is only for him. Only he knows about it. But that is what is good character. What was the character of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in all matters we should see that we treat people well and within the boundary of Sharia. Not what we thinking and not what is Western way of thinking. And that we think is good character and we want to implement that, that will be totally wrong and the opposite of it. The right is the correct character which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. And that we should try and exercise in all matters. And this is a very important aspect of our deen, akhlaq-e-hamida, akhlaq-e-hasana, good character. And we should be conscious of this also, that we are developing in ourselves good character. We are not saying things to hurt people. We are not saying things to score points, etc. And this is very common right in the family where it starts off with our friends, etc., with everyone else. If ghibat is being made, backbiting, and we say that if I get up and walk away, it will look bad, it's not good character. But at that time, if we can't stop it, it is farad for us that we get up and we walk away. We are not part of that backbiting, slandering. And this is so common. It is on our phones all the time, with the social media, with the WhatsApp, how lot of ghibat is carrying on. And of good pious people, ghibat is carrying on, and we are part of that. All that is to be shunned completely. That will be good character. So this is a very important aspect which is also discussed in this hadith, that we should see that we observe good character, treat people in a good way, admonish people. We have to give advice, but give advice also in a good way, and we must not look down upon people. We must not take advantage of people. And the real good character is what the Islam has taught us. That is good character, and that is what we should become conscious of and observe and practice. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.